This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient, Catherine Reber, R-E-B-E-R, medical records on 58274, 3312-1974. Referring physician, Dr. Andre Bridge. Procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary NEGD, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure, December 1st, 2023. Indications, screening for colon cancer, abdominal pain, history report, partial small bowel obstruction. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1. Mild gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, rectal polyp paragraph, stephal insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, second for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 10 minutes, preparations was fair paragraph, over procedure, aspirin, double template paragraph, findings, oropharynx, appear normal paragraph, esophagus, appear normal paragraph, stomach, mild diffuser, retimony, antrum, body biopsy, taken by H. pylori paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, appear normal. Biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Diminutive polyp in the rectum, about 3 millimeters. Velcro biopsy, polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. Femur descending colon, appear normal, pure paragraph. Spleen flexure, appear normal, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure, ascending colon. Spleen flexure, transverse colon, appear normal, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure, ascending colon, appear normal, pure paragraph. Cecum. Ascending colon cecum, appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports, number 2, anterior inflammations, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, anterior inflammations next number, avoid NSAIDs.